Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cook and Joe, Ron on vacation today. He'll be back next week. We have Mike Russo from The Athletic talking hockey at 10:45. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You can follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan. Driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Shop all three locations at ShorkeyKia.com. And the fan hotline brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall & Capitis. If you're not concerned about the immediate future of college football and many college sports in general, then you're just not paying attention. I mean, it's that simple. You're staying willfully ignorant somehow. I don't know how. Coming off a record-setting day of virus cases. And really, I mean, if this whole thing, if there was really not that much to it, not a big deal, hey, it's only in South Florida that the hospitals are closing. Of course, at least 56 of them in the whole state have hit 100% ICU capacity, and that's from state officials. That's not fake news. That's not lamestream news. It's just fact, which is spelled F-A-C-T. That's a fact. And if all of this was really nothing to worry about, don't you think college sports wouldn't worry about it so much? You know, Ohio State just shut down its workouts. North Carolina did the same. Stanford got rid of 11 sports. Ivy League, no sports through the end of this year, 2020. CMU, the same thing. And let's be honest about this, too. Really, the only thing, and it's important, the only thing that's keeping the big boys from doing the same is money. Towns are depending on football money. Universities are depending on football money. That's what's keeping it alive. That's why you see things like the parent group that Chris Hinton, former player, NFL player, and he has, I think, two sons that play college football. Him and his wife started a parent group that now has, I think it's approaching 1,500, 2,000 members across the country. Basic mission is, who's going to look out for our kids? When there's this much money at stake, the college sports world already could have been seen as using athletes to what was Mike Gundy's quote? Let's get these kids back here so we can start running money through the state. Who has their interests in mind? Pat Ford from Sports Illustrated wrote this yesterday. The Ohio State and Ivy League developments tell you where we are in college athletics, adrift, lacking answers, and failing to gain ground on a relentless pandemic. The Stanford development, where they dropped all the sport or 11 sports, tells you where we're going if the current trend continues toward the economic obliteration of college sports as we know them. That may sound alarmist, but look what happened yesterday. It's happening, the economic obliteration of college sports as we know them. Look around the country. A lot of kids play college sports. It's not just football that drives the engine. Football, basketball, big time basketball. Colleges are dropping sports pretty much left and right now. As Ford writes, Almost everyone will be eliminating sports. Absolutely everyone will be slashing budgets. Scholarships, educational opportunities, jobs will all disappear in large numbers if there's not a miracle turnaround of our dismal coronavirus testing numbers by August 1st. All FBS conferences could join the Ivy League in delaying fall sports to the spring. And just basically then just hoping things will work out. It's just, it's beyond alarming right now. And I mentioned the endowment question, which has confused me in the past. Like, so many of these schools are sitting on multi-billion dollar endowments. Stanford, for example, again, which dropped 11 of 36 sports, has a $27.7 billion, with a B, university endowment. But here's how endowments work, to Ford's understanding, and therefore my understanding at this point, although I've looked into it on numerous levels, and what he says makes sense. Stanford says 75% of that endowment money is earmarked for specific purposes by donors. And at a place like Stanford, he writes, the purposes are overwhelmingly academic. Now, there are athletic endowments, including head coaching positions on many varsity teams, he writes. But you can't just dip into the endowment bank for whatever needs may arise on campus. That's the bottom line. Now, what I wish would happen, and that is true, people who donate into the endowment, earmark it for very specific purposes. I wish some would earmark it for this emergency. That's a lot of money to have laying around. I realize it's being used for scholarships and things like that. It is. Two-thirds of the annual endowment spending goes toward paying need-based grants at Stanford. I get that. But it's $27.7 billion. And you look around the country, they're not all that big, but tons and tons in the bigger schools of multi-billion dollar endowments. You wish they could find a way to dip into it as an emergency fund. There has to be a way. And the way would be donors saying, hey, I know I earmarked it for this. How about I change that designation for a year? Just alarming is the word that keeps coming to mind. And college football right now, if you asked me, are we going to have it in the fall? I would put it at about 30% maybe. How about you at 412-928-9370? It's becoming harder and harder to imagine. I think that's obvious. I don't think that's anything but reporting. It's not really even an opinion. That's just becoming the obvious. Coming up, and we can take calls interspersed with pretty much everything today, is Mike Russo talking about hockey and what's happening in that sport. At least they got out of this country. That was probably their best move, although I just saw in Edmonton there was a COVID outbreak at a hospital where I think three people died. A bunch of people got it. So that's the other thing about all this is you think you're choosing, oh, we'll go here, we'll go there, we'll go to Allegheny County, which has zero cases. Whoops, not zero anymore. You don't know on a daily basis where things are going to rise and fall. And having said all that, I'm still of the opinion that there could be a way to move forward sensibly, really with all sports. Hockey is definitely one of them. Best place to be is probably Canada right now. And Mike Russo has some answers for us next about testing, about the entire design of this postseason tournament. I think one of the best hockey writers in the country. We'll talk to him next on Cook and Joe. Oh, oh, oh.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.